Jerry Bader Show, 1046, Friday, February 7th, 1964, the Beatles landed at JFK. By the way, it had already been, consider this, it had already been renamed JFK International Airport in New York. That was February. He was assassinated in November. Anyway, they landed and they had no idea what was waiting for them in the United States. They knew that their music had gotten a lot of play. They knew that they were already popular. They were a phenomenon that, do you know, in the last 50 years has filled psychology books. Beatlemania. How did a music group become such a hit in this country before they ever got here? I'll tell you I've got a couple of theories on this. I've got three things to say about this. And if anyone has anything to add, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Here's the first thing, and there are some music purists that deny this, and I'll argue this forever. One, they were very, very good. There are some people who don't believe that. I think they were very, very, very good. Two, there was this bootleg thing going on. You know how people always are excited about the Forbidden Fruit? Well, they're this band in England, and we've got it, and radio stations were doing that, and we're going to play it for you, and you can't hear the Beatles anywhere else, because that's why everybody who sounded on the radio. Some still do. And there was that. I have a theory that I don't think anyone has ever thrown out there before. I think in the wake of the death, the murder of President Kennedy, particularly young people in America, were looking for something. They were looking for something to remind them of the mundane. By that I mean not great world importance, the unimportant, entertainment. Fourth, I don't think you're ever... Do you think you'll ever see anything like this in the world again? Where any entertainer or group of entertainers captures the United States, ultimately the world, but the United States the way a single band did? Now, a lot of their first appearance on Sullivan is seen as that which launched Beatlemania. It was already there. And when they got picked up in the limo at the airport, Pepsi had gotten them all transistor radios, and they started dialing around, and they couldn't believe how they were just on every station. And all you had was stodgy BBC in Britain that didn't play pop music, and they couldn't believe it. Yeah, but they were never... Jason's throwing out other band names. New Kids on the Block. I mean, in terms of captivating the whole country, where parents were ready to spit blood over hearing about the Beatles, who's the musical satirist Pop Hates the Beatles to the tune of Pop Goes the Weasel? I mean, it was, they literally did invade America in every media form that you could imagine. At one point in 1964, they held all top five spots on the Billboard chart. All five. In fact, I think they held number one until the Supremes knocked them off. I won't swear to that, but I think I'm right about that. I would argue that the world has, whatever you think of the Beatles, I would argue the world in the last 50 years has never seen any, can you think of anything that has taken over? Now, it's different because Michael Jackson, I still would not agree. No, I would not. You think Michael Jackson was as big as the Beatles? Jason, I think you're absolute. You're not, okay, I'm barely old enough to remember. There's no way that Mike, now, I will say this, he was probably the biggest thing since the Beatles. I would agree with you on that. To suggest that he, yeah, we'll take calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I would argue that there has never been a mania in the entertainment industry the way they were. And I don't know that it's ever really been explained why. I threw some theories out there. What was the singer from Britain's Got Talent? Susan Boyle. Now, when you look at the YouTube sensation she was, I actually think that was pretty close, but that was such a short spurt. Susan Boyle. Yeah, no, in terms of where she was dominating the media. Jason is not, you know what? Jason clearly is not understanding the concept of Beatlemania here. Jim from Howard. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Jared. When those guys came out with their music, I was already in a band, and we started to play that music. In other words, to back up your first point, not only was it good, the chord progressions were different than typical 3/4 chord rock and roll, and their harmonies were unique. And I think that was, they were good, and they sounded different. That was one of the things that people picked up on, I thought.
Okay, and that's a good point. I didn't bring that up. It was something new, wasn't it? I mean, it was just something that America hadn't heard. And here's the other thing, Jim, and then you'll remember this, especially being a musician. American music was kind of in a funk at that period.
Yes.
The surf craze hadn't quite got going yet. It was there. It was kind of in that post-Buddy Holly, 59 to 62, 3.
Yep.
Some things were happening in America. Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, you were getting some of that. But music had kind of lost its direction. Yeah, but even that, I mean, so you're old enough to remember. I don't think the world has ever seen anything like that, has it, since?
I don't know. Certainly not that I can remember that being that a turnover of a whole generation to a one band like that. It was just amazing. So
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Let me give you an example. All right. Remember the big deal, 406-1360, 888-455-1360 if you want to weigh in. Remember the big deal, the arrest of Justin Bieber. Half of the country went, who? However many followers he has on Twitter, tens of millions, I don't remember what it is right now. A whole lot of people had no idea who that little fart is or even cared. And this is the part that Jason can't comprehend. And the only reason I can is I had siblings old enough that when this was going on, that as I got older, they explained it to me. The only conclusion that I can reach is America was so hungry for something. Again, it was a uneven time in American music. The country was still recovering from the Kennedy assassination, and something different was just enough. But it is, I am telling you, you can throw any name out there, and it doesn't even have to be limited to music. Now, Elvis was really big. They were bigger than Elvis when they hit, than then the impact he made on America when he debuted in 56. Larry and Nina. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I was in my 20s when the Beatles, first hit the scene. And just think what happened and what people discussed about the Beatles. For one, they were a British group. Up to this point, all the groups in the United States were all American. This British group coming over got a lot of coverage. The next thing was that the Beatles themselves, is their mop haircuts, and that which was being criticized by the more conservative parents around the area. And anytime you criticize something that the kids like, it gets bigger. And well, that's I think, was most of it right there.
You know, that's an interesting point because, and I was going to get to that. Then you had, okay, that's 1964, 65, 66. 66 was their transition year where it was no longer teeny bopper stuff. And then June of 67, Sgt. Pepper's hit, and suddenly they were a psychedelic band. It's another thing. In the history of entertainment, has anyone changed that quickly? From those four guys that landed in 1964 to what they became and what they look like 3 years later. Jeff in Wausau. Jeff, go ahead.
Yes, I was there. I was there. I was like about 10 years old, 9 years old when they hit. I remember that first Ed Sullivan appearance, and then we didn't even have a TV. We went to a neighbor's to watch it, and then we watched the second one, of course. Everybody wanted to look like the Beatles. Kids who couldn't grow their hair long, they at least let their bangs grow long across their eyes. That was one way to get away with it. There were Beatle boots. There was you couldn't turn around without seeing Beatle wigs, Beatle lunchboxes, Beatle records, Beatle scarves, Beatle gloves, Beatle pajamas. I mean, it was just nonstop. It was the most incredible thing that you'd ever want to see. Jason, it's too bad you weren't there, because you'll never understand what this period of time was like. My brother bought every Beatles record. He stacked them up on the stereo and played them nonstop over and over and over again. Bought the 45s, mono, stereo, it didn't matter. We had to buy a stereo record player finally, because the stereos weren't working on the monos. This was huge.
Jeff, I do got to let you go there, but thanks a lot for the call. And not to mention, it started the entire British invasion. Now, there were actually some bands here first that got very little play. Brad in Green Bay. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, one more comment on the Beatles.
Yes.
You know, they offered something that no band up to that point had either, and I don't know if any have quite since, that up until that point, you had a lead singer and you had musicians in a band, and this was four individuals that everybody could identify with. You could either like John, Paul, George, or Ringo.
Well,
and they had their unique personalities, and the, you know, girls and everybody, they all picked one of them, and who did they want to be a fan of?
And that's a great point. And George Martin, often, their producer, often talked about that, that they were trying to decide who the lead should be.
Yep.
You know, Paul McCartney or John Lennon, and they just decided, well, neither. You know, John will sing some songs, Paul will sing other songs, and of course, Lennon and McCartney wrote. There wasn't just one songwriter, there wasn't just one singer. It didn't. That's a really good point too. And maybe all of these things conspired to. I still argue, and in today's fractured media, you got to remember, the whole family sat down to watch Sullivan because Ed was a genius. He was just an entertainment columnist in the New York newspapers, realized you put something for everything, including the kids. By the way, they had no idea. They had no idea that almost all of America watched Ed Sullivan. Different time. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The footprints over the snow, the fabric over the lonely, could cover in only the fables and hands. The rest is out in the cold, holding the last of the season. For freezing, yeah. My heart like a kick drum.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.